Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Just listening to my voice in that moment, I had a moment. I'm like, the best dang, one. I sound good.
And Mike Costa. Mike Costa.
Hopefully Costa can never get a word in.
On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
The way to compete. That's the way to compete.
Hour number three. Final hour for the Loose Cannons here on this beautiful Tuesday. America's finest city. We are everything that's happening in San Diego sports.
Totes.
On what has been a very big day. Big news today, Costa. Big news.
It's been a day of big news, and I think now all of us are eagerly awaiting the shocking, stunning announcement that's supposed to come from FS Investors based on the memo being released by the city today. Stating how much that land is worth. And now a lot of people are thinking, okay, are they going to extend the deadline for MLS expansion? Is FS going to completely pull out? Are they going to go back to the table with San Diego State? And, you know, so there's a couple different lanes they can go down.
The way this all came down today was this. So we're getting ready for the show, you know, like 2 o'clock, 2:30 around there. And Carl DeMaio down there at Cogo suddenly tells us that there's going to be a blockbuster statement coming out shortly from the FS Investors about the future of Soccer City. At the same time, we were waiting word from the city about a price tag being put on the Mission Valley property.
Yeah.
Well, that came down. And remember, we were talking $10,000, a minimum $10,000. How about $83 million?
Poof!
That's what the city said. Here's your price. $83 million, not $10,000. So this is no giveaway of land. Remember, everyone's kept saying the whole time, well, San Diego State wants it for nothing, or FS is going to get the land for nothing. $83 million is something.
Oh, it's a little bit of a money.
And by the way, the $83 million actually could be as high as over $100 million by the time it's all said and done. So the city has figured out what they think the land is worth. So that's the price tag if you want to buy that property and then all the added cost of building everything. So maybe that's why we have a delay on a statement from FS Investors and Soccer City, what they're going to do as far as moving forward is concerned. You know, we've gotten a lot of reaction in our poll today because we said it before the show, knowing that after what happened last night with the city council voting down giving $5 million towards a special election in November. Now what? Now what if you're these city officials? Should you continue to pursue Soccer City? Or go back to that idea of like, you remember Chargers left, we're going to pursue an NFL team, get back to that. Well, right now we're still at well over 90% of you saying, forget the Soccer City stuff, let's get back to the NFL. Got this note here from William. He said, Cannons, pass this along to the Soccer City folks. If you want to win over fans of San Diego State football, a good way to start is not call it Soccer City. Does it really surprise anyone that calling something one thing and telling the other that it's really for both of you just rings sort of hollow and is a very poor PR play?
Soccer, the name Soccer City was a disaster.
Why did they do that, though? Was that another thing that was mandated by the MLS?
I don't know if it was people just started calling it Soccer City or FS called it Soccer City or what the genesis of it was. Whoever started it, whatever group is responsible, that is part of the reason that this thing is getting cratered as we speak. Soccer City, because when you throw NFL up there, and then you see Soccer City. Hey, at least we have Soccer City. It sounds like a soccer equipment store.
Well, first of all, when you say Soccer City, it's almost like that's the new name of San Diego.
Oof. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, think about it. We're a city, right? Why couldn't it be Soccer Town? When you say Soccer City, that's suddenly the new name of your city.
Soccerville.
Hey, we're going to Soccer City.
Soccer Junction.
Soccer Junction, right? Soccer Junction.
Soccer Canyon.
That could be another poll for us. What would be a good name alternative to Soccer City? How about DOA?
Where is DOA?
So we have this situation now that is just completely unraveled. And when the irony, of course, is you got Soccer City running all these commercials. Oh, last night, I'm watching local news, and they were talking about the vote last night and how it went against, you know, the $5 million for the special election. And they had this open house. Remember, we promoted this. They were going to have five open houses.
Right, but you couldn't ask questions.
Right. So I'm thinking open house because, you know, you and I, we've gone to a lot of open houses at school, right?
Your kids. They're the greatest.
This sort of had that look. So they showed this room.
Were they all sitting on little chairs?
No. They basically had, this is what I saw, okay? So there was like an easel with one of the portraits from the artist's rendering. And there were like five of these scattered around this one room.
Okay.
And like each one had a representative, I would imagine, from the FS group to explain what it is you're looking at. And in front of each of these easels was, I would guess, three people. So there were five easels that I saw, which means there were 15 people at this open house. And so the guy's like, so what am I looking at? Well, you're looking at the river park right there. No. So this is what it's going to look like. That's what it's going to look like.
Where's the Soccer City sign?
And then the guy walks to the next easel. All right, what do we got here? This is the stadium. Now, that's where San Diego State's going to play. Well, we were hoping, but not really. Oh, so where are they going to play? Well, we don't know that.
Well, if they don't play there, as Brandon told us, mm-hmm. so be it.
So this is what the Footy McFooty Face is going to play at? Yes. This is going to be Footy McFooty Face.
Can you show where the kids can come down and pet the two-headed turtle? Is there a special pond for that one?
So I guess our poll's backing it up. All this talk about, you know, just this tidal wave of support for Soccer City. It's not showing up. It's not showing up. If it did, I'm telling you, we might be talking something entirely different. All right, let's get a couple of these calls in right now. We've got a lot of people patient. The latest developments on Soccer City. Again, the big story of the day. The city has set a price tag on the Mission Valley property of $83 million. Not $10,000, $83 $3 million.
Yeah, and that is when you do the math roughly, that's buying it for between $1 and $2 million an acre.
Well, but again, and then, most of that is not developable. Right. You can't develop that.
Right, and then selling it to San Diego State at $13 million an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's do the math.
Well, that was San Diego State that came up with that number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the idea that if you only paid $10,000 or $100 an acre, then if you sell for $13 million, that's a pretty good profit. I guess the profit margin just changed dramatically.
It changed.
DJ, let's bring DJ on. DJ, welcome. You're on with the Loose Cannons.
Hey, how's it going, Cannon?
What's
hey,
up,
DJ? My point is this. I think that what we should do is, since we're looking at about $2 million an acre, if I could get me and a couple buddies together, we'll do our own business venture and buy an acre or two of this. And we'll put a pig farm right in the middle of this thing.
Well, it used to be dairy farm.
We'll call it an FF pig farm, which stands for Faulkner and Spanos. And then we'll just leave it at that, leave it right in the middle of that and see what everybody thinks about that, because that's what we're dealing with right now. This is just one big old stinking mess.
Well, and you did develop it.
Yeah,
you did came up with it. A plan, and you know, there's some tax revenue going to the city. Good job, DJ.
The FMF boys, Faulkner and Fabiani. How about that?
Oh, the FS pig farm. Look mm-hmm. at that.
Interesting. Yeah, not good times for the mayor right now.
No.
I was actually, this morning, I was watching him on one of the local morning shows, And he seemed to be beside himself. I mean, he was
he got torpedoed yesterday.
I mean, he's like, all right, something's got to happen right for this guy, right? Well,
he's starting to look at his legacy as mayor of San Diego.
All right, so he originally, he'd been only in office about a year when the whole Raider-Charger thing happened.
Yeah.
And then they presented something as far as Mission Valley is concerned. They have the group. Well,
he brought out the task force.
The task force,
and the Chargers went, oh, God. I mean, they immediately
threw their hands up. That we did that day out of Qualcomm? But there was a
the rain dripping on our head?
It was surreal. So they had this, you know, big public forum with a task force sitting there.
Oh, God.
Anybody could ask questions, and he had all the Charger fans decked out of their Charger gear. Bolt man right in the front there. Meanwhile, we're set up at a table outside this room, and there's water pouring out of the ceiling. And then most of the people showed up weren't actually there for that. They just wanted another opportunity to tailgate. And so when we left, there were actually more people in the parking lot than there were that people actually came in to talk to the task force.
I think the woman who summed it up best is the woman who stood up there and said, I'm a grandmother and a Charger fan. My daughter is a Charger fan. My grandchildren are Charger fans. And that was it.
Yes.
That was it.
Next.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, it's like they had the trap door and they dropped through after asking their question. Next. So you had that. And then ever since he introduced us to FS, you know, all these promises, and I'm sure that he told these FS investors that, look, we need to figure out a resolve with San Diego State. I can deliver. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I'm Mr. Aztec. I went to San Diego State. They'll do whatever I tell them to do. They rejected that.
Nah.
And now, of course, the idea of delivering the votes to get the special election should have been a no-brainer, right? They got 100,000 votes in 2 weeks. Sounds like a lot of people are interested in Soccer City. How tough is it to get $5 million in a $3.6 billion budget? Well apparently they couldn't get the votes.
People are interested in Soccer City, and the bulk of them are thinking, oh, this takes care of Aztec football and provides them a new stadium? Sure, sign it. That's why they're interested in Soccer City.
There's still a lot of people who think that. You know, again, I'm not questioning the intelligence. It's just what people, you know, they have their own lives. This is something we talk about every day because this is what we do. But not everyone's like consumed, like, gee, we're going to get Soccer City. I can't sleep at night. Toss it and turn it. Where's my pillow? I need something here to get me asleep. There you go, right? I just can't stop thinking about Soccer City.
It's our generation's version of the movie, The Music Man. I swear to God.
All right, let's get a quick call. If you haven't voted, come on, where's that wave of soccer votes? Not looking good for you out there. SportsSC.com on the Cannon page. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're next up with the Cannons.
You guys are hilarious. Am I too late in saying Soccer City?
No, that's been
there for a while.
Well, that's and Casa's been doing it consistently.
Yeah. So, let's see, again, going back to this was talked about a long time ago, San Diego State sports seems to be on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
They've been with us forever. MLS is a whole new thing, and I've watched some of it, and quite frankly, it's not, the talent is really low, and what kind of business opportunity in the long run is it really going to have here, and is an impact on our city? Soccer? Professional soccer?
And you know, the business model of, well, let's get the, you know, we need that expansion money to help with the rest of the teams that are...
You mean the Ponzi scheme that is
exactly.
The MLS?
Ray, there are cities, and if you look around, and Gavin tweeted at me some attendance figures for... you know, Seattle and other cities, they do average between 30 and 40,000 fans per game in a season.
Well, let me ask you though this, Casa, and Ray, stay with us on this. All right, do you look at San Diego as a strong sports city, Ray?
Yes.
Yeah, and we've seen it. I mean, I witnessed it when teams are successful. Mm-hmm. I was here for the Super Bowl run. I was here for the World Series run in 98 for the Padres. I even see, look, Tuesday, there were 33,000 plus at Petco out there, right? But you got to give them something they want. And again, the MLS, I don't have a problem with the MLS, but it can't be the centerpiece of your sports landscape. That ain't flying.
Ray, I know this has turned into us interviewing, but I just want to ask you one more question before you get off the air. Do you like your sports?
He might call back during Ernie's show. You know that.
Ray, do you like sports that have a real physical nature, that have a degree of violence to them, like football, like hockey, like rugby, that type of thing?
Well, yeah, I think as a male, a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, and Ray, appreciate the phone call. Good interview. Hope to get you on next week. No, I think a lot of people are looking at what we have lost in the NFL and what some might think is a replacement for it, the MLS. And there just isn't – there's no adrenaline rush. There isn't the – you know, gnash your teeth and get fired up and get angry aspect of going to an MLS game. It's same thing going to a Padre game. As we proved, you're not going to go get your fix if you're a diehard football fan at a Major League Baseball game.
No, but again, it's not about, nothing's replacing. The Padres are not replacing the Chargers. Well, one of the things, look.
No, but when you try to throw soccer into the argument, and then
soccer's not even replacing the NFL.
It's not even the highest level of soccer.
Well, that's another point I've always made, is the fact that if you are a diehard soccer fan, like that is your sport, how much does the MLS mean to you? I mean, if you're watching Real Madrid and, you know, Manchester United or, you know, Cholos, you know, yeah. I mean, I are you into the MLS? I mean, it's sort of interesting, you know, going back to the Galaxy days and, you know, when Beckham showed up, wow, there he is, David Beckham. I've heard that name before. You know, Landon Donovan, to be honest with you, toiled in rather conspicuous obscurity if you were not a soccer fan. If you knew the MLS, you knew Landon Donovan because he was the biggest star of the league.
Matt tweeted in, I was against Soccer City until animatronic Landon Donovan convinced me it was more than soccer.
By the way, I have good news in our poll, Costa. It's up to 10%. We finally got double digits.
There you go.
For the first time here, supporting the idea, what should be the next move for city officials if Soccer City continues to flounder? Should they continue to pursue Soccer City, figure out a different spin, or get back to pursuing an NFL team? 90 to 10 now.
Have you noticed a trend with them, how they always like to say, hey, Soccer City's not just about soccer, but let me talk about soccer for 10 minutes.
Yes.
They keep telling us it's not about something, but then that's all they talk about is soccer. And, oh yeah, River Park.
Well,
now back to soccer.
It's a great point, because I think that they're almost obligated to cover the soccer angle with the whole MLS expansion. But then they try to get off of it. What are some of the things they've been talking about? Well, obviously the Riverwalk. I've been hearing other things. So they're going to help the homeless. That's another big one right there. They're going to resolve the homeless situation in San Diego, which is good. I'm glad they could do that. No one else has had an answer for that.
Mm-mm.
So they have a list of things that are talking points. Larry's next. Hey, Larry, welcome. You're on with the Cannons.
How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I cannot complain at all. I just want to say that I live close to Qualcomm, and it's bad enough that we got to deal with this empty stadium right now for a year. If you give it to the FS investors, we're just going to have to deal with the empty stadium for like 20 years. So I say we just go ahead and give it to San Diego State, because I think they do have a little bit of right to it. They may not have directly helped fund build that stadium, but those architects, engineers, and IT, they got their degrees from that school that built that stadium. So I say let's give it to them, and let's stop BSing around with this soccer team. We know no one really cares about soccer.
All right. Well,
thanks, Larry.
All right, Larry. Well, by the way, they're not giving San Diego State anything, because that $83 million price tag is the same for everybody now.
Oh, yes.
Where's San Diego State going to come up with $83 million? Just to buy the land, much less develop the land.
Well,
what do you think?
If you raise student fees 900%, No, in all seriousness.
$100,000 a quarter.
That's right.
Like, what?
In all seriousness, though, the clock, obviously, it continues to tick for Aztec football.
Yeah.
But if, in fact, this is something that is going to remove FS out of the equation, San Diego State, the dance floor is yours. You got to come up with something now, man.
Can you imagine this scenario? Let's say we never get to the special election. And by the way, the other thing we really haven't talked about is if there's not a special election, what those that were opposed to spending $5 million on the special election says it doesn't warrant a special election. This is not enough for a special election. We'll just wait till 2018. Well, there's the real test, because the reason that we need a special election is that the MLS put a deadline that you have to have your new stadium ready in 2020. Well, if you don't have a vote till November of 2018, you're not going to get a stadium built in a year.
That goes out
there. That's for sure. So this is sort of the test. Is the MLS really on a deadline? Like, if you don't have your team ready in 2020, you lose your team? This might be something that we're waiting on right now with this anticipated response.
Here's the thing. If you go by what
from the FS group.
Right. And if you go by what they have told us, then...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This thing is about to explode to ginormous proportions. It shouldn't matter if it's this year or if it's, you know, pushed back a year or two.
Let's go to Brian now. Brian, welcome. You're next up with the Loose Cannons. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, sorry. Hey. Yeah, just a couple points. I want to say, first time I called, love the show. Gives me something to listen to as I drive through this Mission Valley traffic, which
is
the worst with Soccer City. But I want to just kind of call the shenanigans of the whole thing. I guess the way I look at it is, anytime you have someone trying to sell you something that you need to make a decision on now,
mm-hmm.
that sounds like it's a very good deal in the long run. So I'm not sure why it's a special situation where only FS investors get to kind of come to the board on this one. And for whatever reason, SDSU just gets thrown out the side. But I feel like public land, you should have, you know, multiple bids being thrown in and take, the better deal.
Brian, without a doubt. And you do have to credit FS for having their ducks in a row.
Right.
And being able to pounce days after Dean Spanos made his ill-fated move to Los Angeles. But at the same time, Brian, you're saying about, why is it just the mayor talking with them? Why isn't it an RFP process? Why isn't he trying to get the absolute best deal for the city of San Diego? And that's what the rub is with a lot of people.
All right, so the $83 million price tag has a lot to do with it. Is that going to actually get us to the point where other people are going to jump in and put their offers on the table? Some theories on how San Diego State can get back into the game coming up next.
Rolling along with you on this crazy
Tuesday.
Yeah,
that Residence Chiefs fan.
Oh, well,
Megan,
listen.
In his case, he's like, you had a Chargers segment. He had a Raiders segment. Where's the Chiefs segment?
And we're the ones who do not have a you-know-what in the ringer.
Well, actually, Nick Hardwick had a Chiefs segment today. He did a whole segment on how they're gone. Gone, because they lost Jeremy Maclin. By the way, can you throw some numbers up again for me? Jeremy Maclin numbers there, Brent. I know you were doing a little research there on how Maclin's loss from the Chiefs should be devastating.
Last year, he played in 12 games.
Right.
Had a whopping 44 catches.
How many touchdowns?
That'd be two.
Two.
And huge amount of yards,
right.
About 536.
Yes. Listen, so I don't think that's devastating.
No, it's not devastating.
Bills.
Chiefs, I think the Chiefs.
I say the Bills because he's visiting the Bills today.
Well, everyone is saying.
He's going to talk to the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Browns.
Teams that all desperately need wide receiver.
They all need a desperately overpriced wide receiver.
Back to the Eagles.
Well, LeSean McCoy, though, who played with him in Philly, is really the big recruiter
well,
for the Bills.
Huge numbers in Philly, but, you know. All right. So, anyway.
No, he's going to look at the Ravens and say, you're closer than these other teams are. And I'll sign with Baltimore.
All right, it's been a slow process.
It's happening, though.
But it is happening on our poll today. Today was a poll based on what happened last night. the Soccer City situation getting to the critical point after the city council said no to the $5 million for a special election. By the way, next process on this is that the mayor has veto power.
Mm-hmm.
But even if the FS investors say, fine, you don't want to give us the $5 million, we'll pay for the special election. We'll pick up the tab. It still has to be approved by the city council. And they don't have the votes.
They don't.
They don't have the votes.
D-O-A.
And then on top of that, that idea of basically getting the land for next to nothing, gone. The NFL, the city of San Diego set the price tag at $83 million. Remember, the starting point was $10,000. That's a big leap from $10,000 to $83 million. So we were asking you, what should be the next move for city officials? Should they continue to pursue Soccer City? We're over 10% now on that. Or get back to pursuing an NFL team just a shade under 90%. And by the way, a lot of these people keep saying, the NFL's dead. It's not dead. It's dead if your only thought is...
It's dead.
Right, exactly. You want to breathe life into the NFL in San Diego? Simple. Find big money people.
Right.
To invest in a stadium privately, just like Stan Kroenke is doing in Inglewood. Private money. Let me ask you this. This FS group, what have they been saying? No tax money. Okay.
Same thing for the NFL.
Then why don't you get the same group of people together to build an NFL stadium on that Mission Valley property, a level Qualcomm Road, a $2 billion or whatever it costs stadium, and I guarantee you, the NFL will come, just like they're going to Vegas right now. They're going to Vegas because they came up with the money. That's what San Diego has to do. But it's not going to come from the city coffer. It has to come from private investors.
Even if it's a private investor, I don't know if the NFL, with Kroenke and Spanos then crying, oh, my God. We're up here. You said Southern California or L.A. was, you know, from Santa Barbara to San Diego.
They never said anything. They said whoever's got the bucks. First of all, they didn't even want Dean to take the L.A. deal.
No, they did. They wanted to. They knew the value of San Diego. But they're the idiots who gave him the option.
The Chargers are a disaster for the league right now. They get nothing out of it. They get nothing out of it because they're sharing a stadium. They're going to be sitting in a soccer field for at least 3 years. Kroenke has the option of extending this as long as he wants. If he wants to go another year and say, well, we had a little rain again, there goes another year. A little rain. I don't know. Somebody left those sprinklers on. Oh, boy.
It was
now we got to start all over again.
It was a swarm of locusts we didn't see coming.
Right. How about 5 years over there? At StubHub.
That would be so great.
He's in no hurry. He's in no hurry at all.
I would start a GoFundMe page to have a statue of Stan Kroenke built in San Diego if you were to do that to Spanos.
Right, so, well, he's already done it for 1 year. If he's done it for 1 year, he can do anything he wants. But the bottom line is that smell the money. That's all the NFL. By moving to Vegas, that's what the NFL basically said. You come up with the money, you come up with the stadium, boom, you got yourself a team. And even if it's not a team moving there, you can get expansion going on. They'll welcome you, but you'll put in $2 billion in your expansion fee, another $2 billion for a stadium, boom, you got yourself an NFL team. All right, we're getting more of your reaction. Again, if you are trying to save this poll for Soccer City, you better jump on it now. SportsSD.com, the Cannon page. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome. You're on with the Loose Cannons.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Robert?
Hey, I listen a lot, but I can't disagree with you guys more on this one. I mean, I understand you guys are running a poll, but honestly, people like me, it was hard for me not to just turn off the radio at this point, because what you guys are proposing or putting out there is so far out of the realm of possibility, I can't even believe it. The NFL is gone, guys. It's not coming back. Get over it. It's done. There's no billionaires out there who's going to give us $2 billion to build a stadium privately. It's just not going to happen. We don't have a Robert Kraft. We don't have guys like that. And the sooner that we get over it, the better off we're going to be.
Hey, Robert, I'm with you. I don't think the NFL's coming back either. I think we blew the opportunity, and they are gone.
All right. Now, we mentioned the fact of how can San Diego State get back in the mix. Robert, let me ask you this. Because I still believe that this is salvageable for Soccer City, but they got to get San Diego State on board. They're going to have to start making concessions. I think if they can find a resolve with San Diego State and Soccer City, then the FS investors still have a deal done. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. I listened to the AD from San Diego State talk, and he was talking about San Diego State building their own stadium with $150 million. That's a pipe dream, too. These two groups, they got good ideas. They got to get together at the table and figure out some compromise position where both groups could use the stadium and the land's developed, and suddenly now the city has something to be proud of.
All right, what Robert, good stuff. I want to make sure we get some other calls in, though. But I think he and I are both on the same page. I think we're all on the same page. We've been on this page from day one. It's nothing against FS Investors. It's nothing against Soccer City. But you got to figure out the San Diego State situation.
Let's go to Greg and see what he says. Hey, Greg, welcome to the Cannons. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, brother.
I've got like a different perspective on this.
Okay.
I think, you know, I'm a fan of soccer. I'm a fan of football. I'm almost like just divvy it up between the two entities, whether it be San Diego State, FS Investors, or whoever else is bidding on it. But also, like, trying to look forward, you talk about, you know, if you build a stadium, they will come. Why aren't we thinking of something else, like, you know, an arena down by where the Chargers were originally trying to do Measure C,
mm-hmm.
where you would solve the expansion of the convention center? You could actually probably even lure or try to lure NHL/NBA to San Diego. I mean, Kawhi Leonard coming back to San Diego, there's a sell right there. You could, you know, you have the multiple conventions coming back in town. I mean, you have opportunities to make money on something that's not going to cost $2 billion to create.
Well, I
it's not, that's not a stupid way of thinking.
Well, we've brought up the idea.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Forget the NFL. Forget the NFL.
I think that we have to
get
start
an up-to-date sports
NFL.
Arena. Maybe you can get an NBA team here or an NHL team to the city of San Diego. But again, you can't. This archaic mindset that we're America's finest city, we're the most beautiful city in America, that's going to be a lure. Oh, come on. Those of these are gone. You've got to have facilities. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. Otherwise, we're going to completely check out. Look, the bottom line is, if the Soccer City thing falls apart, they're not going to keep Qualcomm upright forever. At some point, they're going to level that baby. And San Diego State's not going to have a place to play. And if they don't have a place to play, the San Diego State football program will go where Fullerton's did, Long Beach's did, Cal State LA's did.
Yeah.
Go down the list of all those Cal State universities. Northridge all used to have football teams. They don't have any more. I love how people say, well, San Diego State, they're good. I'm telling you, it's a Cal State. The only Cal State's right yet, Fresno.
Correct.
They have a team. San Diego, who else?
I think San Francisco State has a program.
You think Cal State, San Francisco, what league are they playing in? Division 10? I'm talking about major programs. That's it. You have Fresno,
major programs,
and you got San Diego State.
Those are
Long
two.
Beach, Fullerton, North. All these used to play, actually, believe it or not, Division 1 football.
I think Sac State still has a program.
Too. Sacramento State. There you go.
But they're playing San Francisco State as well.
Yeah, but they only play each other every other day.
Right.
Day, all right, let's get another quick call in. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're next up with the Loose Cannons.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
So here's my point on the FS Investors. So I'm not a big soccer guy. So if it was like a team like Real Madrid, okay, I'm in for it.
Yeah.
Right.
But with the Chargers, like, let's say if they come back in like another 20 years, I could see them coming back in another 20 years like the Rams did to L.A., but how about let's get an arena football team in? Like, I don't know what happened to the Shockwave, because that used to be an arena football team.
Sure.
Let's get in another arena team.
The Shockwave, I think, played three games, and then they folded because of the...
Yeah, I remember. I remember when they...
It was the Riptide before the Shockwave. Now, the Shockwave played in Viejas, the Riptide played down there at the sports arena.
All right, so how did we get to this point? We're back to arena football. We need to go back up, 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 not down, not down. Enough. See, the arena football is a sideshow. Okay,
it's like not the MLS, a
must. Yeah, exactly.
See, arena football to the NFL is what MLS is to professional soccer.
100%. That's exactly what it is. King of the day.
We were once an NFL city.
Yeah, we kiss that goodbye. Kiss that moniker
we
goodbye.
We need to be an NFL city again. That's right. What our people are saying. 90% of you voting today are saying, let's get back to figuring out a way of bringing the NFL back to San Diego.
We are a city that still has the San Diego County Fair, and we're going to award some tickets for it for the cannon shot of the day after this.
Ornberger with you coming up tomorrow at noon on Mark and Rich. Did Pat Riley spill the beans on who the Lakers are going to be drafting this upcoming NBA draft? We'll fill you in on what he said on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
All right, coming down the stretch here, the Cannons. So it was a pretty one-sided poll today, Casa. It started that way and it stayed that way. So again, we were trying to think of, because I thought of this poll last night after listening to the mayor this morning when he brought up the fact that the city council had totally whiffed on the sentiment in that room last night everybody had a chance to speak their piece about, you know, whether or not to have this special election for Soccer City. And he was like, you're missing the point. Everybody is for Soccer City. Are you not listening? People are for Soccer City. There's this incredible groundswell of support for Soccer City. So I thought, all right, well, let's test it out today. We got a lot of people calling our show, saying you guys are way off base, man. Soccer is the way to go. Fine. You put up a vote. This is called a democracy. SportsSD.com, the canon page. We said, all right, so what's your next move if you're the city official? Should you A, continue to pursue Soccer City, figure out a way of getting it done, or B, get back to pursuing an NFL team? 90%.
Oof.
Get back to figuring out a way of getting the NFL back in San Diego. So while we get all these people on social media or calling us saying, hey, you got to turn the page, man. That's dead. Poll says something else. See, the thing about, here's my theory on polls. This gets back to our presidential election. You know, when people were asked which way you're going to vote, they said one thing.
Right.
But when the votes were counted, it came up a different way.
They said.
And this is to see, you can click on and vote without having to really say what it is that you want to say.
Yeah. What can I say that's not going to get me beat up by the mob?
Right.
Oh, I'm voting for Hillary. I'm actually voting for Trump.
Right. And so, you know, I go against Willard on this because he I said, no. I mean, the poll, it's a vote. In fact, we even put up a voting box whenever we put up a poll. Vote. You know, democracy. Well, 90% of you today said, yeah, I'd rather get back into the NFL chase. Let's get a quick call in. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome. You're on with the Cannons.
Hey, guys. Good show. Glad I tuned in.
Thanks, Steve.
Quick thought. I totally concur about bringing the NFL back, and then I thought, you know, there's one hitch. The Rams are able to do it because they're able to stay in the same division. They're the NFC West, and unless we expand to 15 more sites, what are we, you know, who can we draw from in either the NFC or the AFC West? I mean, the Chargers are gone, unless you pull the Raiders, but they're already going to Las Vegas. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts about how we would realistically grab a team to come here because we don't have a whole lot of choices.
Well, it is a good point. I mean, they're not going to, let's say the Buffalo Bills, let's just use an example. The Buffalo Bills became the San Diego Bills or whatever they want to call them. Well, that means you just left a vacancy in the AFC East. Now, do you just start moving teams around?
You have to, right?
Well, but that's
and that's a lot easier said than done.
It really is because you have rivalries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's a legitimate question. That is a legitimate. If you were to bring Jacksonville or Buffalo or an East Coast team out west and put them in San Diego, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you have, unless, see, that's the whole thing. The Chiefs, that's not exactly west now, is it? The AFC West?
And neither is Denver.
I mean,
when you think in terms of what's on the west,
right.
Midwest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back in the day, it didn't matter. Like in the NFC West, they used to have the Falcons.
True.
I mean, nothing screams West Coast like Atlanta
on the East Coast.
you know, who used to way back in the NFL, also the Rams, they had a Pacific division back in those days. And the Colts were there before the merger. Again, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you think West Coast,
but that's
Baltimore.
He raised a great point. The two teams that are supposed to move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you bring, what division do you?
All right, but then I would love to have the dilemma of trying to figure that out.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Let's get to our Cannon Shot of the Day. We need one more qualifier. Drum roll, please. This hour's Cannon Shot came from
text. I'd legit pay for an Arena League game before I'd pay to see MLS, even though they both suck.
Mm. Other finalists.
Hour number two text. If I'm mathing properly, an MLS team is worth a shade under 2 acres. Hour number one caller, Toby. If you want to see guys run around for 90 minutes and not score, go with me to a bar with my buddies.
That's a good line. All right. For the 4-pack of tickets for the San Diego County Fair, today's winner of the Cannon Shot of the Day is
Toby. Call us back at 570-1360. If you want to see guys run around for 90 minutes and not score, go with me to a bar with my buddies.
Earn that one.
Love it.
Well, as long as there
it doesn't end in a tie, I guess.
Nah.
Well, he's going to be talking about his eating habits.
He is.
How to use chopsticks properly. Whether it's eating a half-eaten fish taco.
Right, half a taco.
Or picking everything off your pizza. There's a lot of ways you can use chopsticks. He'll also give you a little review of what happened today here on this station. It's the Power Hour. With San Diego's finest, Ernie Woo-hoo! Martinez. Starting right now on your home of everything San Diego Sports, Extra 1360, Fox Sports, San Diego.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.